Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
The most important thing, honestly, is to be genuine with your customers. We should be thankful for every person that walks in. I don't think it's something that you stop learning about. To reach a market, it's something that we had to adapt into and learn about. And that came with a lot of mistakes, honestly. There's way too many factors, you know. My dad never had a cell phone. Every person's expectations are different. We have to put ourselves constantly in the eyes and in the mind of the customer. You had a genuine interest in our business.
What does failure is knowledge mean to you?
Our failures don't define us.
All right, we're recording. Okay, so I'm here with Gino. How do you say your last name?
Tioso.
Tioso, the owner of Donatello, and it's a phenomenal Italian restaurant. And we're here to do a podcast. And today we're going to talk about his story, the history behind it, and what we're going to, where he's going today. So we're going to go with some history right now. Gino, man, I appreciate you for coming on to the
Terrell, thank you for taking time to be here with me today.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely. I saw the EGA and it caught my eye because as I shared with you earlier, I am a Marine. And what's the story about this one?
So that was given to my father years ago for hosting different events at the restaurant for the Marine Corps and as well as just the military in general. One very special night was the night before change of command from General Dempsey here, which you see also up here, and to General Petraeus, which you also see up here. Both frequented the restaurant quite often while they were here at MacDill Air Force Base. This here is a proclamation from the city of Tampa for being 40 years in business. This particular night, most of the West Point class of 1974, which is the class that both of the four-star generals graduated from, was here to honor them both. It was a special night and quite a insight on just general, the military in general, just having them here and the rituals or different things that they did and speeches and listening to that and being part of that and having them want to be here was quite incredible, witnessing that honoring and change of command from one to the other. It was really a special, special evening. We've been here 40 years and we've had a lot of different events here and celebrities or different special people from the community come in and visit us. And as you can see, we keep some record of that with images and pictures for people to look at. There's been a lot of sports figures have come in, Magic being one of the most special to me since I kind of grew up in that era of Magic and Bird. Yeah, right here.
Okay.
As well as Lynn Swan over here, Emmett Smith, and local Mayor Buckhorn here. Quite a special 40 years and quite an honor to be able to host many of these celebrities and public figures. Here's Drake here most recently, came to visit us twice while he was here. Evel Knievel.
Which one, the one?
Right here in the middle.
Okay, right there, okay.
Yeah, that's Evel Knievel there. Chris Berman, here's Yogi Berra. That night we celebrated Yogi, or the Italian American Association celebrated Yogi, and Rocky Marciano's daughter was the lady that called me to set that all up. I about fell out of my chair when she told me who she was. And when she came in the door, that was quite special. And of course, having Yogi here was always a special time. He would come and visit us fairly often during spring training. Robin Williams here next to him. We have a couple of ball
next to
players.
Your dad. Oh, that's your dad right there.
That's my father, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Guido Tiozzo is his name. He's the founder of the restaurant, December 1984. We've got a couple tennis players here. Jim Courier, Pete Sampras, both number one in the world at one point. Don Shula, Stan Musial, my father here with Billy Crystal and Joe Torre, John Travolta, Reggie and Derek Jeter here. Here's Doug Williams. Won the Super Bowl in the mid-late 80s with the Washington Redskins. Coach Dungy. Coach Gruden.
History.
Yes,
over
sir.
The last
We've had
40
the Stanley
years.
Stanley Cup here a couple of times. That's with Phil Esposito there. The first time we won it in 2003, I think it was. And over here with Coach Cooper.
Right here. Okay.
When we won it in the COVID year.
Okay. So this
Leroy is... Leroy Salmon, Siragusa here. A lot of special memories.
Okay. You just shared some great history with me. You have a lot of pictures. You have a lot of stories. You have a lot of successful relationships that you built over the years. What's the most important thing that you've learned from your dad to be a business owner?
The most important thing, honestly, is to be genuine with your customers and also with the staff. It's been quite a journey over 40 years. I haven't been here from the very beginning. I was just a boy, 10 years old when my father opened, but I was always around the restaurant. And my father would introduce me to different people, regulars or different people that came in that he wanted me to meet. And that instilled in me from a young age the importance of the people that come in the restaurant, everybody that comes in the restaurant. Of course, I didn't get to meet everybody until I started working regularly, but that's one thing that my dad made clear to me from the start. He would say to me, when we unlock the door, we should be thankful for every person that walks in. He made really the restaurant feel like it was our home and that we're welcoming people into our home. And that's something that is not, it was taught to me, but it's something that you feel. And this building, this restaurant, is really the building that's been in my life longer than any other home, any other structure or place that's it been in my life. So in many ways, it is my home, and that's hospitality is not something that you can portray or. You have to feel it, you have to believe it, and that's the way we operate. That's the most important thing, is that you respect and appreciate every person that's in here. From, and it, when I say including not just the customers, but also the staff. I'd like to speak about our staff here for a second. We operate like a big family. I have a staff member, Carmelo, that has been with us 40 years as well. We celebrated 40 years in business in December, and in March 15th, we celebrated him being here 40 years. Other staff members that have been with us for 38, 36, I would say 30% of our staff has been with us for over 20 years, and close to that number, over 30. That's very important in passing on the culture of the restaurant to new staff members, to the younger people that come in and work with us. And honestly, over time, they either understand it and accept it, or they weed themselves out in many cases, you know. So really, hospitality and respect are the most important values of operating a business that, at least in the restaurant, in our business, that I learned from my father.
Wow, and we're at Donatello's. And one thing that I've learned, because I'm from down south, from Little Rock, Arkansas, and the hospitality, my mom, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, she taught us that you have to respect everyone. You have to communicate with everyone.
100%.
And even though she was strict, she taught us ways of how to live, how to survive, how to really approach people, how to respect people, how to admire people as well. My biggest thing when I came in that I respect about you was not only your demeanor, but how you communicated with everybody. Like, you're on the floor, you're walking, you're asking the customers, like, how's the food? What can be fixed? What can be updated? How's your experience? And now, recently, I'm learning more about business management, because I'm in school for that as well. How long did it take you to understand what your dad was teaching you as a young kid? And when you start actually doing business in the restaurant, how long did it take you to understand that you was actually learning about hospitality?
I don't know that I can put a time on it, but it's definitely something that has grown with me over time and continues to. You know, I don't think it's something that you stop learning about or there's a point where you say, okay, I got it. No, I make mistakes still today sometimes in the way that I approach people. Everybody that walks in the door is different. I do like to communicate and try to get to know all of the customers as much as I can that come in. One question I like to ask people is, you know, what is it that brings them in the door? Or what is it that brought them back to the restaurant? I feel like that helps me keep learning about our business, about how to improve what we do. So I do try to communicate with most people, but everybody's different. Not everybody wants to be approached that way. And as a business owner, as a manager, as a leader of the team, that's part of my responsibility or part of my role as well, is to understand people in a short amount of time as they come into the restaurant, especially new people that I don't know. But I think, you know, fortunately, people feel the genuinity of the way I approach them, because it is. And that you generally opens the lines of communication that generally is appreciated from most customers, you know. So I don't know that I could put a time on it, because it's something that we continue to strive to learn about as people change, as, you know, it's been a long journey. 40 years ago, people communicated differently, you know. Now there's the technology, media, social media have changed a lot in the way people communicate. So there's different lines that have been established, or and I'm not a strong social media advocate or participant personally. You know, it's something that is very important in our business and has become more important. I don't know about more important than personal interaction, but to reach a market, it's something that we had to adapt into and learn about, and that came with a lot of mistakes, honestly. You know, that came with my father was old school. I was raised in an old school way as far as one-on-one interaction or personal interaction is I'm much more comfortable with. One, you know, when we spoke about doing this, it was, you know, should we do it in Zoom or should we do it in person? I'm much more comfortable doing it this way with you. You know, I'm a bit of a dinosaur in that sense, but I prefer to see and feel the energy between people, and I don't get that so much through a different platform. But yeah, that was a journey of learning how to market ourselves and finding the right person to help us with that. Help us with our social media, and we were fortunate in not making too many mistakes with that, but there were some made along the way, most definitely. It's something, the restaurant is something that, like I said, has a culture and a history and an energy and a feel that is difficult to just bring in, let's say, somebody that it may be good at what they do in a marketing aspect, but somebody has to really understand what it is that we do and how we want to represent ourselves. I don't think we're a cookie cutter establishment, and we like to, hopefully we represent our uniqueness properly. And that took a while to really establish. We had some help along the way with people that frequented the restaurant that were in those fields, and we finally, I think, we have the right formula, the right team together to do that. Do I think it's perfect? No. You know, partially because I'm not as savvy in that world, and maybe resistant to different things, but also because I like to test things slowly and not being in business for 40 years. Quick change is not part of what's kept us established. That's not, you know, I don't know if that's a fault but there's an old saying, you know, stick to what works. Well, you can't exactly be like it was in 1985, right? That was a long time ago.
Right. So I do want to ask you, so you mentioned about the amount of time that you've been in business, which is 40 years, with you and your dad, your father, Guido, right? Y'all both been in business for quite some time, and it's hard to adapt, it's hard to change, it's hard to adjust, especially as a business owner, then, especially one that's with the technology that's changing, with the industry that's changing, everything that's changing, you have to adapt quickly, but you adapt in due time. How do you all adapt to change, and how do you not let it affect you?
Well, that's a complicated question, but I think I touched on a little bit of that. But one thing that in our little world here is that I try not to jump on. We can't just jump on and follow trends. You know, we're a business that's established in tradition. We're a business that's established in quality, and we carry forth a tradition both in food, in how we treat people, and the industry is constantly changing. Of course, we make changes to the menu. We make changes to, we've added different aspects to our lounge, our music that we play, which has helped in along the way with different times. But the most important thing, and I think what people appreciate about what we do, is the tradition in the food, the atmosphere. I think that's what sets us apart. So I don't know if I answered your question, but we try to adapt as we go along to the different medias, the different, I think the biggest change that's happened is how people communicate. The phone rings a lot less than it used to, you know? Now people reach us through emails. I know there's different reservation sites. We were resistant to that when it first opened up, and then, you know, we probably jumped on board a little bit later than we should have, because we saw that people use these platforms as search engines, as, and if you don't, if you're not there, you slowly cease to exist. You know, I mean, word of mouth has been from the start to today, you know, one of our biggest forms of advertising, or forms people trust their friends or their family, if they say, oh, I went to this restaurant, it was great, we should go, so on and so forth. So word of mouth is still very, very important, and that's what people trust. But word of mouth also now comes in the form of reviews, right? In the form of, so the reach has become much bigger than just the people that we come into contact with. Which is great, you know. It's great for all businesses, but again, it's the form of communication that has changed, and we had to jump into that world through Facebook, through reservation platforms, and through all different social platforms. That was the biggest. That was a challenge for us to start with, especially my father being, you know, my dad never had a cell phone.
Never had a cell phone.
He'd have like the, because I'm 26 years old and I watched the like couple old videos. Did he have like the big one?
No, never happened. It was a landline always. You know? Yeah.
Kind of like a house phone.
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, there's some things that I learned from him when I first got into the business, and I had maybe some, you know, some ideas to make changes or this and that, and he would put the brakes on. And it's not that those things didn't maybe manifest slowly later on, or, but I learned that to be open to change, open to ideas, of course, and I operate that way with all our staff when we have meetings and so on. That's so important, you know, to use your whole team that you trust, you know, to give feedback and give new ideas and so on and so forth. But at the same time, I was fresh, and it taught me that over the first few years, really understand what the restaurant is all about, what the customer is really looking for, what has kept the restaurant going, what is the culture about. Even though I grew up in it, it was different when I came in and started working day in and day out. Also establishing the trust of the staff, not coming in and trying to shake the grass, for lack of a better term, you know. So patience and respect to what has worked, and respect to the history of the restaurant, are very important and help to carry on the culture of the restaurant. That's kind of the approach I take with new staff members. And we don't always pick the right people to come in, you know. We've made that mistake before. But like I said, you know, those are learning lessons. And usually those people don't last very long on their own accord, you know. It's been rare that we had somebody stay with us for more than a few months that then had to be terminated or right. You know, left us. We were very fortunate in that aspect because this is a transient type business, the restaurant business. But we've been very fortunate to have long-time, long-standing personal staff, professional staff that gets personal with the customers mm-hmm. as well. It's a big part of our success. Honestly, not just me being here, not just the ownership staying involved in the business, but also the consistency of the staff member, you know, and in the kitchen. You know, consistency is a big, big part of what has kept us going. I've had customers that maybe live away and come back into town and they come back to visit the restaurant because they remember it maybe 10 years later. And they say, oh, we were here 10 years ago, and it's just what we remember. The things that brought us back are still so happy to see them still continuing. You know, I wouldn't want to be I shouldn't say that, but it's difficult. The restaurant business has a high failure rate in mm-hmm. the first few years. And do I know what makes a restaurant work? No, there's way too many factors, you know. I really don't. It's been a blessing the way that we've been received, and our ability to stay in continuance in business over 40 years.
Okay.
You know, with a lot of mistakes along the way, but fortunately, you know, nothing that's been too dramatic.
Okay, real quick, is this light too bright right here, or was it better right here?
Whatever, it's fine. Can we turn it a little bit?
Yep.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's perfect. Okay, cool. So I appreciate how you shared the lessons that you went through and discovered that you had to go through, because to be a leader, you have to be willing to lead others. And when I started, it was this class. It was it intermediate? I don't know. It was something about organization or leadership or management, something like that. And my professor, he was like, in order for a leader to be a leader, he has to have people that's following him. Recently, yesterday, I was in Walmart, because when I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, I had worked at Walmart. I was working at the cashier, the electronics produce, and so on and so forth. I had the employee mindset. So I'm thinking, like, what is the difference between employee, manager, and entrepreneur? And yesterday, ironically enough, we went over the difference between employee and manager. Employee don't have that many responsibilities. Managers have to manage the employees that has the responsibilities that they are managing. The entrepreneur has to manage everything. And so, in your opinion, what is the most difficult thing to manage when it comes to owning Donatello?
I think I don't know if I'm going to answer your question, but I'm going to say I think the most important thing in managing Donatello is establishing in our staff the pride and the understanding of that they're, each one is as important to this business as any other, and in many cases, you know, it's almost like creating an ownership feel for your staff. You know, a performance, really pride is a big, big factor for them to be proud of where they work. You know, I'll give you many times our staff members like to come in and celebrate here, different events, and sit down as customers with their family, you know? And this to me is, I'm proud of that. You know, because that shows to me that they're proud of where they work, that they want to share it, that they want to have it as an experience for them and their family. Okay, that what we do here is very important, very special for people's lives. Sitting down and eating is food is a really an important part of all families, of all lifetimes. You know, food is what nourishes us. Food is what gives us life. Food, sitting down, and is where we share memories and make memories with our closest loved ones, celebrate events. What we do is very important, and that's really the reward, is if we do our job properly, we give people an experience. We make memories. And to know that my staff members want to come in here also and create those in their own lives with their own families shows to me that they are proud of where they are. They're proud of what they deliver. And that translates in the way they work, in the way, you know, on a daily basis. Yes, the business comes with challenges. Yes, it can be a high-stress environment, but all of that comes secondary. If what's important to you is as an employee or as a manager or as an entrepreneur or owner, is how you represent. You know, what is that you? How do you represent the company? How you represent the restaurant? How what you want to give to the customer, how you want that customer to feel when they're leaving the restaurant, when they're finished, what they want them to think about when they get home. This is the hardest part of bringing in new staff members, okay? And this is what's very important about having the longevity of older staff members, that this is passed on more easily. There are many other challenges. The financial aspects of continuing a business, a restaurant, is as important as anything else, obviously, or most important, you know, in any business. But that is learned and managed more individually. Obviously, and not as difficult to manage once you learn how to do that. You know, it's not as difficult to continue as Trent, as managing 40 or 50 staff members, and having them feel some ownership or some form of importance to the business. One thing that my father instilled in me is that, you know, every member of the team is just as important as any other. And that is the truest thing in, I think, any industry. And if you can make the employee feel that as well, they will be happy to be where they're at, you know. That's very instrumental in having a longevity in any business.
So it's about to stop recording right now, so I'm going to stop and then start back.
Okay. Too long-winded with some of these responses, but...
You're absolutely fine. You're answering the question because different things come in different moments because you've been in business for 40 years.
Yeah.
And you got to think about it. The way you're answering the questions, everything's coming because that's how you answer the questions. Don't feel long-winded. Don't feel bad. I'm listening to you. It's your story, and I'm listening to how your story is presented. So don't feel bad. You're doing great so far.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So I do want to go off script right quick. So say, hypothetically speaking, I come to Gino and say, hey, Gino, I have an idea. I want to get into the restaurant business. How can I start?
honestly, there's, I guess how you start is you have to have a concept. You know, the first thing is you have to have a concept, a product, something that sets you apart, you know, something that makes people think of you as a destination, you know. That's number one. What is it? I would ask you, what is it that is going to make people want to come to your restaurant? You know, because people don't have to come here to pay their taxes or to get their teeth done, or, you know, it's not, there's a lot of competition, there's a lot of factors in people deciding, hey, where am I going to go spend my money tonight? You know, there's it's not a necessity for them to come here over somewhere else. So I would say, that's the first question I would ask you. You know, you have, what is it that's going to make your restaurant or your location, your product, something special or different, or drive people to it? That would be the first question I ask you.
So you mind if I answer though?
Mm-hmm.
Just for the scenario. So let's just say I come to you and say, the way I'm going to be different is customer service. I think fast customer service, it would be good as soon as they come in, have people approach them, have people communicate with them, guide them to their seats, guide them to the menu, just explain like what the special is for today. So that way, they don't have to look at the menu. They can already have an idea of what the special is. They can start from somewhere. So that way, they don't have to start from nowhere. Would that be a good starting point? Would that set me apart? Or would it be like,
ah? That would be, in my analysis, that would be a necessity. That would be a necessity.
Okay.
In what I know of what's allowed us to be here for this long is customer service, attentiveness, general service is something that we constantly work on, something that is imperative to keep us going. It's not something that... is it something that sets us apart? Maybe, but it's not a main factor. It's a necessity from to stay in business more than something that sets you apart. You know, what experience are you trying to deliver? Is it an experience of a special occasion? Is it an experience of romance? Is it an experience of fine dining? Is it an experience of convenience? Is it an experience of, you know, there's many different types of restaurant. Is it an experience of quality and a combination of these things, right? Could be an experience of quality and convenience. Could be an experience of, do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Is it, what's the atmosphere going to be like? Is it something that is romantic? Is it something that's, you know, modern? Like, what, there's a lot of factors that, and it's many restaurants that open up it's hard to put a finger on why they don't succeed. Okay, there's location. I'm going outside of the operations of the business. Combinations of price points, market. There's so many factors in this business. Mm-hmm. You know, management of product. Menu, When I say management of product, that's also in structuring a menu that doesn't have waste or not too much waste. There's no exact formula. I'll be honest with you. There's no exact formula, and but these things are essential to give yourself a shot. Mm. You know, these things really are essential. But I think that the biggest thing would be creating an experience. And what we've been able to do here and continue to do is create an experience of something special, of walking into really a family, walking into a home, walking into something honestly done of an old world tradition. And I don't mean to say that, you know, it's, but the atmosphere, the artwork, the color of the restaurant, the really is something quite unique, you know. And it's maybe not for everybody, well, for sure not for everybody, but we've been able to reach enough people. And honestly, it's been quite, as the city's grown in the last few years, especially in the post-COVID era, which has been tremendous for our business, as Florida has grown and Tampa has grown, I've seen a lot of young people that in the, you know, 30s, 20s, as the city's demographics have changed, I've seen more in the last 5 years young people, young couples, or young groups men and women that appreciate what we do and appreciate this tradition that we uphold more than in recent years. I think just from the demographic of the city changing, but it's wonderful to see, and it confirms that maybe we're keeping something going that that people appreciate and people need more of. You know, hospitality is something that also comes with being a gentleman and being treating people properly. One touch and that my father started that's been a signature in our business for 40 years is having fresh flowers in the restaurant, fresh roses, and giving ladies a rose when they come in. And maybe, you know, it's little things like that that also make it memorable, that make it special. It's nice to see a younger demographic in a world that's changing, and where communication's changing and so on and so forth, as we spoke about, that appreciate the personal contact, the personal touch that we provide. It's been very reaffirming, if you know, quite honestly, and hopefully a sign that, you know, there's always going to be a place for real hospitality and real personal aspect of doing business. You know,
earlier you mentioned something about consistency. You said a couple came here one time 10 years ago, and then 10 years passed, and they came back, and they said they enjoy how the restaurant, how Donatello is consistent. And recently I discovered, like, the importance of consistency. Like, people are not buying your product because your product is good, your restaurant is great, Donatello is amazing. No, they're buying and coming to Donatello because you're consistent. You've been consistent for the last 4 decades. And when you said something about 10 years and it came back 10 years later, I was like, yeah, that's powerful.
Yeah, that's happened many, many times. I was, you know, using an example, but that happens often, and we have often. I can remember many times where that's happened, you know, and that's in our aspect. I know that maybe that's not how newer even restaurants or people in our industry work, I think, yes, there has to be a consistency in the quality of the product, in the treatment of the guests. But some restaurants operate on a seasonal menus and every and things like and so on that work. You know, that does work for different businesses. We don't all have the same formula. That's why I said it's difficult in this business to realize, to actually come and put a finger on what it is that creates success, what it is that leads to failure. You know, it's really quite difficult to pinpoint, because when dealing with the general public and expectations that are different for everybody that walks in, okay, it's you have to be adaptable as well as consistent, okay? It's, there's, if that makes any sense, does it? You know, I tell people, you know, in this business, we start every day with a, yes, a formula that works, but we start with a plan every night before service, you know, and that's plan A. But you know, by the time the night is done, depending on how challenging it is, we could be on plan B, plan C, plan D, and keep going, you know? Because, you know, you have to start with a plan or with a direction or with a... but you also have to be adaptable, because the customer is different every night. Every customer that walks in the... And that's part of what I love, honestly, about the business, is the challenge. What's most important to me is that I meet each customer's expectation by the time they're done with spending their time with us, their evening with us. Every person's expectations are different, you know? So that's a challenge. Not to just to me, but to all of our staff that interacts and that provides the product and so on and so forth. We very often, if we can, go off menu. You know, people ask for all types of different dishes, and if we can provide them, we do. That's a challenge for the back of the house. People many times look for direction. Maybe they've never been here before. They are not sure what they want. Trying to figure out that in that customers, what would work for them? What's going to make them happy? What is it that they want? That's, you know, the time is short that we have with a person, but we try to understand them. We have customers. We've had customers that have come here for 30 and 40 years, and every time they come, they eat the same thing, you know? So to go to the other side of the spectrum, but my point is that consistency is as important, is very important, but also adaptability at the moment, adaptability to every different situation. Again, the most important thing is that we provide and reach the expectations or go above the expectations of what each customer comes in for. And they're different from business meetings to, you know, date nights to anniversaries to birthdays. Christmas parties, you know, just, and that's the beauty of what we, you know, of what we do, is that it's a daily challenge, you know, a daily challenge, and with every person, and we learn every day, and we make mistakes, hopefully not every day. But it's important to learn from those mistakes and be humble. You know, humility is important in this business.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Since you brought it up, you brought up failure. Okay, while working and being the owner of Donatello, what has been or what's considered your biggest failure?
I don't know that I can pinpoint one incident or one decision that I've made that I would consider my biggest failure, but accumulated, my biggest failure happens anytime that somebody leaves here dissatisfied. You know, my biggest failure comes with every customer that comes in the door. Either is that customer's experience is either a success or my biggest failure. Every customer is as important as any other. You know, that's what we have to, part of my job as a business owner, as a manager, to translate and to make the and to help the staff understand that every single person that walks in the door is as important as any other. This business will teach you never to judge a book by its cover. This business will teach you, you know, that your expectations are never. As an employee or as a business owner, your expectations most of the time are never get in the way of performance. Let me say that. You know, the person that the first time diner, the person that we've never seen before, this is a difficult aspect of the business because we have many, many regulars that we get comfortable with and that we maybe speak with a few minutes longer at the table, and that goes along with human nature. That goes along with having a personal relationship. But it's a constant correction.
Thank you.
Of course. It's a constant correction to go. This business, you have to go against human nature in many ways and make sure that everyone that comes in, either first-time diner, the person that you've never seen before, gets the same attention, the same experience as somebody that maybe you know for 20 years. And that requires a constant nightly mental effort to go against what is our normal. You know, it's easier to sit and maybe and talk to you. You go out to a social event, right? And with a friend or with a or see somebody that you already know. Naturally, we're going to gravitate to that person, maybe have conversation, and it's more difficult to approach new people just out of nature, right? Mm-hmm. Some people are more naturally social than others, but it's more difficult to strike up conversation with people that you don't know. But that's kind of what we have to fight in this business and make sure that we give everybody the same attention, the same experience, if not go above and beyond for those that we don't know. Mm-hmm. Go against our nature to flip it even to the other side. So I don't even remember where we started with the question. I'm sorry. My biggest failures, you know, and my biggest failures is when I don't do that, when I don't provide the experience or that I intend to, or and that's a big way of that can happen. When if I or a staff member, a server, don't provide the experience, don't any form of neglect or towards anyone, and not intended, but we have to put ourselves constantly in the eyes and in the mind of the customer, and make sure that we're reaching those expectations and reaching those people with genuine appreciation and service and all of the aspects that I think are part of what sets us apart. Mm. You know, we're not a place that you come to for convenience or for me being at the front door. I like to get to know all of our customers, and when people come in for the second time, if I don't recognize someone, I usually like to ask them what brought them in. You know, like I did with you as well. And because I like to know what works on a marketing level or on a, what is it that drives people to Donatello, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I see them again, it feels, whether it's the customer that comes to me, good to see you, that's the relationship. Building relationships is a huge part of what we do. And one of the best parts, because you get to know different people and appreciate them. And now this is multi-generational now, after 40 years. You know, we have customers who, when they were kids, I was a child, and now they're bringing in their children. And, you know, it's, relationships go deep after 40 years, and creating new ones every night is a special part of what we do, you know, in the restaurant.
Yeah, excuse me. Just like we went over in the beginning of the conversation, we went over the history, and with all the history that you have, you and your father Guido, y'all both build relationships on different levels, different time, and in different. That's 40 years of relationships, 40 years of establishments, and it's incredible to see how valuable y'all value relationships. Let me ask you a random question: what encouraged you to do the podcast with me today?
Your approach towards me. We met when you were here for dinner, and talked a little bit about the potential of doing this. I think the second time you came in for dinner, and your approach towards me, your approach towards the restaurant, appreciation for your experience that you had with your wife. Made me want to sit down and talk with you. You know, I'm very much, again, I very much appreciate every person that comes in. And I think we spoke a few minutes at the front about some of the, like we did at the start, about some of the people that have come in over the years, which people love to look at the pictures, and I do as well. You know, I love to talk about them. It brings back those memories of special people that we've met or nights, and those memories then bring on other memories of, you know, people that aren't on the wall. It's not all about that, but we spoke for a few minutes, and you had a genuine interest in our business, and that I felt that immediately, and that's what made me want to participate with you in your business.
You know? I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely, again, I appreciate it.
Terrell, 100%.
Terrell.
Likewise.
Like Terrell Owens. Like,
sorry, Terrell. Yeah, no, yeah, you, sorry.
You, the spelling throws up a lot of people. Yeah, I get it.
Terrell.
I have one last segment. It's called Best for Last. It's where I ask four questions, and you respond like in a 30-second time frame.
Okay.
So first question, what are you grateful for?
I'm very grateful for the opportunity to carry on a legacy and a tradition that was started by my father and has been most important in my life.
Okay. What do you regret?
I think what I regret most is probably in my earlier years, not appreciating and this is probably before I even came into work regularly, but I would work here when I was in school, when I was growing up, and not appreciating the risk, the courage, the hard work that went into creating what's been created here, and appreciated and valued by so many people. You know, it's something that I learned later on, and I'm turning that into something that I'm very thankful for. You know.
Okay. Third question: what is the main thing that your father Guido taught you?
Respect for everybody that works, that works and puts their time and effort into the business, and as well as everybody that walks in the door.
Okay, and then last
every
question:
customer.
What does failure is knowledge mean to you?
Our failures don't define us. You know, it's how we pick ourselves up. You know, the decisions that we make and the learn what we learn from those failures. You know, repeat and making sure we don't repeat the same. That's failures are an important part of any successful person.
I agree. This has been great. Gino, yeah. How can people learn more about Donatello? How can they get in contact with you? How can they come in and eat at the restaurant?
Go to our website, DonatelloTampa.com.
Am I spelling it?
Sorry?
Spelling my spelling
Donatello, it? DonatelloDonatello, Donatello Tampa. Follow us on social sites. Make reservations. We're on the Open Table platform, or pick up the phone and call.
What's the number to call?
813-875-6660.
Okay. Gino, man, I appreciate it.
Terrell, like I said, this has been a journey for me, and you know, it's the biggest part of my life other than my family, but this is my family. This is an extended family, you know. And it's what provides for all of us. I got to work with my father for 20 years. It's been quite a journey. I'll tell you,
10 years.
You know, this is less important, but all the artwork on the walls
okay.
is all original from painters from Venice, where we're from originally.
Really?
My stepmother did by hand all of the ceiling in here 35 years ago,
mm-hmm.
In our garage, you know, when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would replace all the tiles. It's just, there's a lot of my personal family history in here. Look, all of them are different. My dad and his buddies.
Right,
yeah, my dad and his buddies used to play cards here every night.
What?
So these are all, you know, playing cards and different suits and.
This is not this important. This goes with your story as well, because look at the creativity, the different designs, the amount of work that goes in there. My mom, she draws a lot. The way she be creating different things, I'd be surprised on how did you come, how did you see a picture?
Yeah.
Create the exact same thing you just saw.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. So
God bless artists.
Yeah.
Man, you know, seriously. You know, I'm not an artist. I'm not, mm-hmm. you know, I don't have a mind like that really. But they bring
life to nothing.
And,
life
to nothing. Well said, you know.
What? That's crazy. Like it was literally a blank canvas.
Yeah.
It's like I'm going to put something there.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like the picture right there, it was one on the wall. Very good picture. But it was a blank canvas at first.
Yeah.
And then look at the design.
As well. But,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Man, I appreciate
you.
Thank you, Terrell. So, Gino, man, I do appreciate you again for coming on to the Faith Knowledge Podcast. How was it being on Faith Knowledge Podcast?
I really enjoyed speaking with you. I enjoyed the questions. It helped me also think about things that sometimes we let we forget about, or not forget about, but put aside for a moment when we're caught in the daily aspects of running a business. But it really helped me have memories as well as reground myself in the things that are important in my business and in my life.